News Talk Sunday.
Now, for some of you, you'll be facing into a Monday, another week at work, and you're just thinking, I can't face doing it. I want to quit my job. Maybe you get the Sunday scaries tonight, like the Glen Rowe music playing in the background. But obviously, quitting a job is rarely just a practical decision. It also can be quite emotional as well, and it can shape your reputation long after you've moved on. So we have some tips for you on how to quit your job the right way without burning any bridges. And I'm joined in studio by property recruitment specialist Avril Clare. Morning, Avril.
Good morning, Shane. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for coming in to join us this morning. Now, Sunday, probably a big day when people think about quitting, particularly if it's raining as well, and the Sunday scaries. It is a thing for people where they go, I can't face into another week of work.
100%, Shane. I suppose changing jobs is not just a career move. It's a life-changing decision. And I suppose many professionals enjoy their job, enjoy their employer, but somehow feel undervalued. And that could be due to remuneration or lack of recognition.
So, ironically, more a lot of the time it's to do with not feeling valued than the money involved.
It's a combination of both, I suppose. But I suppose navigating a resignation successfully requires clarity, strategic thinking and professionalism, especially in today's market, because we're seeing a considerable increase in counteroffers.
Yeah.
And the counteroffer is the one we want to all avoid. And that's really imperative. So I suppose by taking, you know, looking at the steps, understanding your motivation and what it is, why you want to move, is imperative.
So that's step one is, am I unhappy for a particular reason, and what is that reason?
Okay, there's a number of factors. So we could have a primary reason. It could be financials. It could be that there's lack of hybrid or flexible working, or indeed the team could be top heavy. So there's a lack of career progression. If it's remuneration, Shane, a proactive conversation with your employer is so important, because that can, you know, alleviate the concerns that you have in the first instance and avoid that counteroffer stage later on in the process.
Okay, so you don't go and sort of throw the kitchen sink at it and go, I'm gone unless you give me X amount of money.
Exactly. And it also, this approach allows you to assess whether your employer is willing to invest in your career rather than reacting to a move later on when you serve your notice. Does that
right.
make sense?
Yes, it does. Now, should you go in with a figure in mind? Because now I did this before with an employer and they told me, well, that's fine. If you want to leave, you can leave. I thought I was going to get more money at the end of the conversation, but I didn't.
It's a difficult conversation to have. But I suppose if after reflection, you decide that you still want to move, the most important thing in this aspect is to commit fully to your decision. Don't look left. Don't look right. Keep your eye on the prize and focus and go forward. Because handing in your notice should never be used as a leverage.
Okay, interesting. So you don't walk in with that in mind saying,
no,
I'm threatening to walk, I'm
no,
threatening to leave.
Because if you resign without conviction, you risk being drawn into a counteroffer situation later in the process. And that'll certainly complicate professional relationships and undermine trust. It's like professional infidelity, if you ask me. And I mean, I suppose even accepting a counteroffer can permanently change how your employer sees you and can potentially label you as a flight risk down the road if you decide to stay.
But a counteroffer can be a good thing if that's what you want.
It can be a good thing if that's what you want, but ultimately it's better to have the conversation first so you avoid a counteroffer situation, because otherwise you're wasting the recruiter's time. The new employer has invested time and energy in trying to align your salary expectations with their budget. And if you renege at the last second, especially in property, the industry is small. It's incestuous. Everybody knows everybody. And a lot of time my candidates become my clients and then my clients become my candidates. So you're really going to meet these people along the line again. So you don't want to break that. You know, you don't want to undermine trust.
It's that idea of be careful how you treat people on the way up, because you might meet them
the same
again.
Same people on the way back down, okay. 100%.
So this is why we have you in then. You've decided that you're going to leave, you're going to pack it in. First of all, you probably should have another job lined up before you do that, before you pack it in. But how do you make sure you resign respectfully?
So I would say, you know, if you look at the counteroffer situation, they're reactive rather than strategic. And they're frequently made out of necessity rather than a long-term commitment to your career development. And about 50% of people who accept a job offer will later regret that decision, and they're back on the employment market within 12 months. So if you're going to resign, give your manager the courtesy of a private conversation before discussing it with your colleagues. You'd be surprised the amount of people who go straight in, have a cup of tea, and they say it to the person standing beside them,
really?
As opposed to, you know, it seems like a basic, you know, courtesy to have it with your
manager. So people would nearly say on the office floor, I'm handing in my notice.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I would say, you know, brevity and professionalism are key. So avoid emotional conversations. And
don't break down in the office.
Don't break down in the office. Okay. And a well-handled resignation is remembered well over the reasons why you decided to, you know, why you decided to leave in the first place. So if you don't want to burn bridges, basically. You want to close one chapter with integrity and move forward with confidence to the next chapter.
But it can be very hard to remain calm if you really, really, really don't like your boss and you've had a load of run-ins with them.
It can, but I think it's how you manage it professionally, and you've thought the process through and followed the steps that I've mentioned from the start. Know your motivation as to why you want to move jobs, approach it with professionalism, and if you resign without conviction, you're obviously going to risk being drawn into a counteroffer situation. That eliminates that. And commit to your decision. Don't renege. Keep your eye on the prize and keep going forward. And that will avoid the emotional stages of, you know, I mean, yeah. It's highly emotional moving jobs. Yeah. It's aligned with high factor life changes, such as a bereavement in your life, moving house, a relationship breakup. It's quite similar to the Kubler-Ross change curve. This is a psychological framework where it explains how people react emotionally to major changes in their life.
So this is a big life change.
It's a big life change.
Okay, what's the crack with in writing if I want to hand in my notice?
Okay, that's a really important factor. So once you've had the verbal courtesy conversation with your employer, it's always important to put it in writing then, and that's a legal, you know, you're terminating your notice of, you have to serve a notice then. Sometimes you could be put on gardening leave. That's where if you're going to a competitor in the industry, they'll ask you, you refrain from working from another
company. That's the dream.
The non-compete clause. Yeah,
you really want to be put on gardening leave. That's really
depending
what you want.
Depending on the time of the year, not in this rainy weather, you don't.
Okay, now you mentioned a statistic there about people who accept counter offers typically return to the job market. Was it within a year?
It's within 12 months, Shane.
So it's a temporary fix, but it doesn't last.
No, it doesn't last. So that's why it's really important to think your process through and know your motivation from the outset. What is my real reason for moving? Because if you accept a counter offer, typically the money will be fine. But if it's something else, you're going to be uneasy. You're not going to settle, and therefore you're going to want to move again. So you're not fulfilled. It's like you said at the start of the conversation. It's a Sunday night scaries. All of a sudden you're awake on Sunday night again, dreading the week ahead, lying awake, and all that anxiety just presents again.
All because you got a few extra grand.
Exactly.
That may be taken up in tax. Anyway,
100%.
Now, the whole purpose of this conversation is to do it respectfully so that you don't burn bridges. What do you do if you've already burned those bridges? So you had a bit of a freak out and you just went in and started laying down the law, and then you realise I was inappropriate there. How do you, or can you, come back from burning your bridges?
Well, hopefully people don't burn bridges in this day and age. I think most people are professionalism. It depends on what kind of bridges they've burnt. But I would just say, you know, it isn't about burning bridges. It's about closing one chapter with integrity and moving forward with confidence.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you see the market going this year, by the way? Because I'm just wondering, I know you're involved in the property game in particular with recruitment. Is it a kind of a weird year for recruitment, or a positive year, because we're hearing shortages in some areas and then other sectors maybe not performing as well?
Yeah, in property now, I can only speak for the property sector, but we've had the busiest start to Q1 of 2026 this year in the last, I'd say, 10 years that we've seen.
What's driving that?
The jobs are changing. They're definitely evolving. I mean, historically, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we would have seen the PRS sector really driving jobs in terms of property management. And business support roles that would come over that as well. We're now seeing more technical asset managers coming in, refurbishing project engineers for doing refurbishments on brownfield sites and greenfield sites. So from, you know, foundations, new builds, or refurbishing like retail stores, big stores like Musgraves or Harvey Norman, those kind of jobs. And we're seeing a lot of those kind of jobs coming through as well. Right. So it's really, really positive. Lots of jobs out there in the property sector. Really, really positive.
Yeah. And as you say, it's a small industry, so try not to burn your bridges.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Good advice, Avril. Thank you very much for joining us as well. That's Avril Clare, who's a property recruitment specialist, a recruitment doctor, Avril Clare. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Sunday.